As I settle down to pray, I begin with a preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly. Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly. Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Joy, delight, love, to see myself as God sees me. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to Julian's revelation for day 25 of our journey. And as I read slowly and attentively through the revelation, I notice, what word or phrase catches my attention? I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. And in this he revealed the delight that he has in the creation of our soul. For as well as the Father could create a creature, and as well as the Son could create a creature, so well did the Holy Spirit want our spirit to be created. And so it was done. And therefore the Blessed Trinity rejoices without end in the creation of our soul. For it saw without beginning what would delight it without end. For I saw in the same revelation that if the Blessed Trinity could have created our soul any better, any fairer, any nobler than it was created, the Trinity would not have been fully pleased with the creation of our soul. But because it made our soul as beautiful, as good, as precious a creature as it could be, as it could make, therefore the Blessed Trinity is fully pleased without end in the creation of our soul. For our soul sits in God in true rest, and our soul stands in God in sure strength, and our soul is naturally rooted in God in endless love. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does this word or phrase make me feel? I savour it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Sometimes simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling His presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the revelation, I remain with it. Otherwise, I turn to the scripture, Isaiah 43, verse 1, and Psalm 139, verses 15 to 16. And as I read slowly and attentively through the scripture, I notice what new word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with the new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. I reflect on the new word or phrase that has caught me. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does it make me feel? I see that it's. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling his love enfold me. I have a conversation with God, as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.